Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Again, we'll check in with Rob Martyr. A lot of breaking news tonight, but we'll check in with Rob in just about 15 minutes or so, get an update on what's going on with the news. Well, this year has been dubbed the Year of Public Art by the city of the city and the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. The city's goal is to highlight public art, the projects, and to really to help enrich the city and its neighborhoods. My next guest knows a thing or two about that idea. Jeff Zimmerman is one of the best muralists in Chicago. You can see his work pretty much everywhere. Let me see. The murals along Oak Street Beach, which are wonderful. They're an amazing work. The Conagra mural along the 606 Trail. That's another one that's amazing. The entrance to 1871, the Merchandise Mart. His latest, a work that sprawls 16 stories on the 30 East Balbo building in the South Loop. Jeff Zimmerman got his start painting murals in Pilsen, and the Chicago artist is in studio with me tonight. Jeff, thanks for being here. Great to have you, man.
Oh, I love being here. Thanks, Justin.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm not kidding. Those are amazing pieces of work, and they're works right now that a lot of people, whether commuting on Lakeshore Drive or anywhere in downtown Chicago, are familiar with your work. What's that mean to you, that you've become sort of a fabric of Chicago?
Thank you for saying that. It's humbling, I guess. You know, if my little humble creations can speak to someone on their way to work, or you know, if someone's just looks up from texting or whatever they're doing and is struck by some color and some, you know, dynamic movement and hopefully something to think about, you know, I think I've
done your job,
successful. Yeah, that makes me happy.
How did you get started in this? Because I read some, as I just said, I mean, you got you start painting murals in Pilsen.
That's right. Yeah, I was after I was a volunteer in South America, I got back to Chicago. I was a graphic designer. I was freelancing upstairs, as a matter of fact.
In the Trip Tower, yeah.
Yeah, and but I was volunteering in Pilsen because I spoke Spanish. But they asked, hey, we have these at-risk teens. They want to paint a mural. And I kind of just figured it out. You make a grid. We got some paint from the
hardware
store.
I love it. I just figured it out. Right.
So we did this garage, and we did this thing, and it was fine. And then a year later, the pastor of the St. Pius Church stops me and he says, hey, oh my gosh, you're that artist. I can't find anyone to paint this mural on this 5-story building of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Can you do it? And I said, sure. And but I had never painted before aside from that garage. And so I went over to Columbia College and took Painting 101 in the winter. And then in the spring, I actually called up the Chicago Public Art Group and I said, How do you paint a mural? I mean, they were so, this guy John Pounds had mercy on me, and he said, well, you need scaffolding, you need a primer. And I sort of just learned on the job right there. And yeah, and it was a wonderful experience, and met a lot of people, and I think the people were real grateful and real happy to find themselves immortalized.
Well, I mean, you just mentioned it. I mean, as an artist, I mean, to think about the work in scale and it's easy, it's in grids, you just said. I mean, but how do you approach a 5-story piece of art? I mean, every time I see any of that, and I think I speak for a lot of anybody who's looked at murals at that size, you're like, that was an undertaking.
I'll give up the trade secrets. I do it the same way, literally, that Michelangelo did the Sistine Chapel. So you do, it's just that traditional. You do everything on paper to scale in the studio. Essentially, you make a transfer, and so you kind of draw everything to scale, size in the studio. You on paper, you bring it over, you transfer it onto the wall, and then everything's in proportion. Because when you're trying to paint something, you know, 20 feet high, but you can only back up 2 feet because you're on a swing stage scaffolding, or you fall to your death. It's hard to see proportion, so you have to make a transfer. But it's a traditional method. The word cartoon comes from those transfers. So our, you know, Mickey Mouse is a cartoon. That word cartoon goes all the way back to the Sistine Chapel when Michelangelo was working on this process of transfers.
I mean, is this all you learned? You learned all this in Painting 101 at Columbia College?
No. I'm self-taught. I'm a self-taught artist. I took one painting class at Columbia College. You know, hard work and practice. And I love painting. I do it as much as I can all the time. And, but yeah, it's taken a few years here.
Amazing pieces, Oak Street Beach, 606, Merchandise Mart. But I mean, when to get to this stage where you're doing those kind of murals and you're doing a grand scale ones that are going to be seen by all of Chicago. Talk about the lead up to that. I mean, you started with a garage, you did the five story. I mean, when you're in those moments where you're testing out your theories and you transfer and everything in there, I mean, I guess I would just be like, don't mess this up. Like, just like, how do you go about as an artist to make sure? I mean, you just can't make a mistake on a side of a building.
Well, you can't, right? I mean, you know, we're renting scaffolding and union guys put that up and take it down, you know, so that has to be returned. So you have to finish. And, you know, for example, here's a funny anecdote. We were just painting color down there in that 30 East Balboa, the real tall one.
Yeah.
It's been great weather. Mother Nature, thank you. What an awesome summer. However, it's a white wall. The sun's behind me, so I'm squinting all day long because I can't wear sunglasses. Because, for example, I tried to get away with wearing some sunglasses on that project, and I grabbed the wrong color because I couldn't see it. And I went and so we had to go back and redo it. So that's like a tragedy, right? There's not enough time. You got to take advantage of the light. You got to take advantage of the nice weather. And then you got to return all those materials that you've rented and stuff. But, you know, it begins on a napkin.
I'm amazed by it. I mean, Jeff Zimmerman's in studio tonight. We're talking about his work as a muralist here in Chicago. And really about the year of public art. And I want to get to the projects that you're working on now. You know, let's talk about the work, the 16-story work, the one that just was completed here at 30 East Balboa. Mm-hmm. That's one that is already starting to get attention because it stands out. I mean, 16 stories on the side of a building.
Yeah,
when you do that and you put a piece of art on a building like that and you are responsible for doing that and you see how the community reacts to it, what goes through your mind as an artist? I mean, do you feel like you're connected to the community or is it just a piece that you're like, on to the next thing?
Hopefully always on to the next thing. You know, we want to be busy, but you know, there's definitely a sense of, first of all, there's a sense of accomplishment because it is kind of a big project, you know, and going up there and hanging off the building with the L tracks and the L train below us. I don't know if you saw that. Gets a little hairy. Amazing, so, you know, when you pull it off and you get it done on time, there's a real good sense of accomplishment, but regular Joe and lady, you know, on the street, you know, coming up to you or screaming up to you all the time and like maybe just doing a thumbs up. It's very gratifying. It really is. You know, I got to admit, that's some of the reason that I do it is you do feel good. And, you know, so people get, you know, they see something up there and it's, if it's not just color and something like, wow, and how do you do that? You know, the best is when people stop for a second and go, no, you know, what is that? And why, what is going on? And then they use their imagination.
Yeah,
that's the real goal.
I have to say I'm inspired by the work that you do because I think it makes the city better and the place that we live better.
Wow, thanks.
But I also would say that, I mean, it seems to be in this city, maybe it's just city alone, but there seems to be a shift from the idea of using building space, that's a brand new building, to advertise things, to put up, a billboard or something for the latest
everywhere.
Special everywhere. And instead, taking that space and dedicating it to art. The same concept, it's billboard, it's painted on the side of a building, but it stays there for years on end and it has more of an impact on the community around. Do you see it that way as a muralist, that you're seeing more of a trend towards that kind of work, the idea of putting art on the side of a building as opposed to the latest potato chip?
I mean, I do. When I started all this, you know, it was, I don't think we even called it street art, but, you know, now it's street art, capital S, capital A. And in the olden days, you'd have to find, you know, a lot of my first works were in maybe marginalized neighborhoods. And people were upset.
Yeah, they were upset.
Oh, yeah. Now we seek out artwork. So it's completely gone 180 degrees. Like we seek out artwork to make our property, our neighborhood, hip or young or vibrant or something, you know.
Well, it's an investment. I mean, it does wonders for the neighborhood in the sense that there's art there and it attracts people and makes property values go up.
People appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, people don't appreciate, you know, for example, there's that mural at Oak Street Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That was commissioned by the EPA, and it's really got a message, which is don't feed the seagulls. So the original idea was, so imagine it could be a billboard there. But in my opinion, people, you know, a billboard's almost invisible. Are we really reading billboards and going like, oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to go get that.
Right.
I don't. So they're not necessarily functional. So when they approached me to do their, essentially their PSA, I wasn't going to do it. But then I said, wait, I have an idea. What if we make a creative mural that people don't really get and have to sit there and kind of try and wrap their heads around it. And the reason for that was people did do that, and they still do that, and they wonder what the heck is going on here. And then they find out because there's a little plaque there. So then they go seek out, I want to know what this is about. So message delivered and received. So that, you know, that's like a functional mural. But the public appreciates, you know, a piece of art rather than another advertisement. And that 30th Balbo, they, you know, those guys have done a lot of Gilbane construction. They've done all sorts of projects all over the U.S.
Yeah.
They usually do sculptures. But there's a lot of muraling going on in that neighborhood. So they said, let's find someone to put up a mural here. We have this vertical, awesome opportunity.
You can make an argument that that's got more impact. You know, yeah. 16 stories of a mural as opposed to the sculpture in front of the building. I mean, it's a different. There's a different impact.
I always vote for the mural. That's me.
Jeff Zimmerman's in studio. All right, Jeff, before I let you go, I mean, the year of public art, what's it mean to you that the city has invested in this? I mean, the idea of really sort of pushing this concept that we're doubling down on public art. For you as a muralist and you're working on a new project, I want you to tell us about it. Mm-hmm. What's it mean that the city is exploring this avenue?
I'm really happy about it. I mean, it's more that 180-degree turn. You know, the city is in favor of, you know, youngsters or me or whatever going to town and painting artwork in the public. It's crazy in a way, and it's awesome. The new commissioner of cultural affairs and special events is Mark Kelly.
Yeah, right.
And I think all of us artists are real happy when we heard that it was going to be him, because he's a big booster and he's sees the value in public art. So, it's a wonderful. It's like a finally some like sort of a validation. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, but now it's kind of like they've caught up to where I've always been, kind of seeing the value and the importance and how this affects people. So I guess it's like, you know, it's validation, and it's not for everyone. You know, every project that I do, there's that person. Always, every
it's
time.
So, really?
Oh, every
it's so
single,
funny. You'll like this, that we had the guys from Skidmore, Owings, and Maryland talking about the Picasso last week because they did the re-unveiling of it.
Anniversary.
And he had a folder of old letters from 1967 that the mayor, at that time, Mayor Daley, just had forwarded to the design office saying, this is your project, you take the letters. And the letters are just a bunch of letters of people saying, what are you doing?
Awesome.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's just awesome history. But there are people that are still outliers. They're like, I don't want this in my neighborhood.
Every project I've done, there has been the person. It's just, you know, it's not for everybody. And, you know, and I you don't want to do lowest common denominator artwork where you're sure everyone's going to like it. You know, that this is watering it down. What's the point? So accept that some people aren't going to like it. Hopefully agitate people a little bit and get their blood going and get their imagination going too. I just had a couple days ago, this man came storming it. So I'm working down in the 10th ward for the 50 by 50 year of public art project. And that's down in South Chicago. And it's at this place called Sky Art. Wonderful program. They've got all this community outreach and they work with kids and they try and, you know, hands-on, teach them artwork and give them, you know, they learn about creativity. But, you know, I just started painting the wall. I mean, it was primer, and we found that guy, you know, day one, this old curmudgeon.
You know, what are you
and
doing with this wall? I like the brick
shouting
wall.
Yeah, oh, my God. He was – but it happens every time, you know. And it's not for everyone. Most people, however, really appreciate it. And they when they see, like, a painter, they appreciate the effort. You know,
yeah.
And people, you know, it's like, excuse me, I'm dangling above these L tracks here. It's a little precarious. Give me a break.
You know? There's definitely the human being portion of murals is definitely the striking part. I think that's what we are attracted to. The idea that somebody made this as opposed to a billboard that would printed it and just sort of glued onto a space.
Well, yeah. And so I'm hopefully vinyl is like I did some work in Wrigley Field. For this company, Southwater Signs, and Wrigley wants hand-painted signs. You know, it used to be vinyl. I hate vinyl. You know, they were taking my business, but it's turning around because the hand-painted is just people go up to and they go, oh, that's real.
Awesome.
The vinyl's kind of like, oh, it's a poster.
Yeah, right.
Things are looking good right now. This is a good time.
All right, good. Muralist Jeff Zimmerman in studio tonight. You can see his work all over. You can see it all over Chicago, Oak Street Beach, the 606 Trail, Merchandise Mart, now in the South Loop at the 30 East Balboa Building in the 10th Ward in South Chicago, coming up here. Some of the stuff in Pilsen as well. JeffZimmerman.com if you want more information. Is that the website?
Or jazzin.com. Jeff Zimmerman, you can Google me.
Google.
Jeff Zimmerman, artist.
There you go. Jeff, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. I appreciate it.
This is great. Thanks for having me down.